This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Go ahead and tick them off on your fingers as I say them if you feel like it. Congress is back in Washington. Yep. Healthcare in the Senate. Yep. Meetings with Russians. Yep. Tweets. Also, yep. Now, forget all of that, because like it or not, in our collective economic lives, it is not what is happening today that's the big story. It's the things that are going to happen in, say, the next 3 to 6 months that are going to matter more. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
As the Senate wrestles with health care legislation, it delays things like tax reform.
It actually adds about 60 more days or 2 months to the process.
That's Henrietta Trays of Veda Partners. She says Congress will probably still pass a tax reform bill this year, but it will be very limited because there's just no time to go through the process of hammering out a big picture bill.
With more time, you could conceivably spend more of your hours holding hearings, forming consensus, attempting to attract bipartisan support.
But if the health care debate spills into September or the Senate never does pass it, that could actually give a boost to tax reform, however limited, because Republicans would be under tremendous pressure to fulfill that promise, says Peter Cohn of Height Securities.
Politically, it certainly gives the tax reform effort a push in that it becomes really an absolute imperative for the Republicans to get across the finish line.
Looming in the background, a deadline for Congress to raise or extend the debt ceiling so the government doesn't run out of money. Oh, and there could be another government shutdown. Steve Bell is a former chief of staff at the Senate Budget Committee, now at the Bipartisan Policy Center. He says the prolonged health care debate has pushed back work on the spending bills Congress has to pass to prevent a shutdown. He says only fear of a shutdown or default on our debts will really motivate Congress.
I think that fear is what drives Congress to getting things done. Most of the time, they act out of fear, not out of good intentions.
And Bell says the markets will be watching, pricing in congressional action or inaction. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.